NCAA championships in women's soccer take place this weekend in Kansas City. Top-ranked and unbeaten Central Missouri will play in the Division II title game, but the team has been fighting another battle affecting women's soccer everywhere, players sidelined because of concussions. Greg Eklund from member station KCUR explains.
Had Emily Franchette been healthy, she would have been a senior midfielder for what has shaped up as the best season ever at Central Missouri, but she had to quit the game last year after suffering her fourth concussion. Her first came 6 years ago in high school, and its symptoms linger.
The first one, with all of them, it's hard to kind of remember.
Now, Franchette says something as simple as checking her text messages is an arduous task.
I would try to pick up my phone, you know, and maybe scroll through Twitter or scroll through text messages or something, and the scrolling would make me dizzy because of the movement of the words and stuff. Yeah, because it all just goes way too fast.
Franchette's situation falls in line with the results of a study done at Northwestern University. Researchers there found at the high school level, only football has a higher rate of concussions than girls' soccer. There were 9.4 concussions for every 10,000 times an athlete either practices or plays in a game. The concussion rate for high school girls' soccer isn't far behind, 9.1. At Central Missouri, women's soccer players take a preseason baseline test for memory. Coach Lewis Theobald says if players have concussion symptoms during games or practice, the first step is get them off the field.
The coaches are out of any decision-making for that, and they have to pass the test, and then there's a 5-day to 7-day period where they slowly work back up to full contact, you know, full soccer practices.
Head injuries in women's soccer occur for a variety of reasons. One, having a fast-moving ball hit you in the head. Another, headers, when two players go up to hit a ball in the air with their heads and they collide. Franchette says she made a conscious effort not to use her head to control the ball.
My coaches would even actually yell at me if I would try to head the ball because it becomes instinctual as a soccer player. You know, you go up to make contact with the ball.
It's an injury found at all levels of the game. Professional soccer player Abby Wambach had a concussion 4 years ago when struck in the head by a ball. An errant ball off the head is how Emily Franchette's career ended, in a preseason practice before her junior year.
It shook my brain up so much that I got vertigo and couldn't see anything. Basically, everything was white, and that had never happened to me before.
This season, another Central Missouri player went down with a concussion. Mallory Brody, a freshman from Omaha, missed games late in the season. If there's one thing Franchette would say to players, it's...
Take what the doctors say and don't take it lightly. Actually do it.
Franchette says giving up soccer was the most difficult decision of her life. She has moved on as an arts major, but says she will be rooting for her old teammates in this weekend's Division II title game. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.